Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:48 now, Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS. And time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. What is a hedge fund anyway? Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, if you wonder who can afford to live in a $30 million home along either coast, you'll probably conclude it's a sports star, movie star, the offspring of an aristocrat, or a tech or hedge fund billionaire. We hear about hedge funds, but many investors don't really know what they are. Well, at their core, hedge funds are private investment partnerships. They are typically reserved for wealthy individuals and institutions. The hedge part comes from the idea that they can try to protect or hedge against market downturns by using more advanced strategies than a typical investor might utilize. This means short selling stocks, borrowing money on to amplify returns, or diving into more exotic investments like options, distressed debt, currencies, and even fine art they're investing in, or wine. Mutual funds usually stick to straightforward strategies like buying large U.S. stocks. Hedge funds have a wide latitude to go where opportunities lie. That freedom can lead to eye-popping returns in good times, but it also carries significant risks. Managers are often celebrated when they win big, but when strategies fail, losses can be dramatic. Hedge funds also tend to charge steep fees. The classic model is called 2-20, a 2% management fee plus 20% of any profits go to the managers. That's how those managers become billionaires. For wealthy investors, the allure is access to sophisticated strategies and potentially higher returns than the broader market. Average investors often can't afford entry costs, nor the risks of hedge funds. Hedge funds attract some of the sharpest minds and the biggest risk takers in finance. Whether you see them as an elite tool for the wealthy or as an engine of financial innovation, hedge funds occupy a unique corner of the investing landscape. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Today is Constitution and Citizenship Day.
Oh.
Honoring the document that guarantees Americans their essential rights. Since its ratification in 1787, the Constitution of the United States has served as the basis for all U.S. laws. And, of course, when the Supreme Court goes to look at a law, sometimes it gets real confusing about what the Constitution says to them. But anyway, everybody.
Yeah. It seems like it's the Constitution is constantly under threat. It seems like we're testing it all the time.
My understanding is this is a document that's designed to, in a society, protect the individual from government and other, you know, mistreatment.
Yeah, but it gets interpreted towards one side or the other, obviously.
Right.
Which
individual?
Oh, free speech is good for me, but free speech isn't good for you, you know, if you say something I disagree with. But anyway, that's life.
You know, Ted's appeared in the musical 1776 several times, and I've seen it, and it really kind of captures the whole process, doesn't it, Ted, of these divergent guys or people. Most of them brilliant have come together to form a new nation, and it wasn't easy.
No.
It wasn't, okay, let's do it this way.
Nope, and by signing the Declaration of Independence, they were treason. They were treason to the British crown, they were all eligible to be hanged.
Yeah, they were vulnerable, pledging their fortune and their lives even for freedom.
Are you doing it again this year?
They don't do it anymore.
Oh, okay. Because it used to be every year.
It used to
didn't
be every
it?
Year, but that has come to an end.
Ah, I think you had to resurrect
2021 was the last time.
Really?
Although the Wichita Grand Opera is doing a performance of it coming up next year.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. You going to be a part of that?
I don't know. I think I'd like to be.
Yeah. You got the voice.
I would love to be in that production.
Yeah.
Which part do you play? You played John Adams.
I was John Adams.
Which is kind of a crazy, wild type of character, isn't it? I mean, pretty outspoken. And
he's the driving force of that show. Yeah.
You're always there. You always have the pivotal role, the star.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Come on. You were Bucky the Beaver or whatever.
Yeah. Choppa. Choppa. Foul-mouthed Beaver.
Okay, Citizenship Day. What does it mean to you? A good citizen. What is a good citizen?
It's just being aware of other people's rights.
Behave yourself.
Yeah. It's just, exercising your own, but being aware of other people's rights.
All right. So basically, in my mind, you base the Constitution on the Golden Rule.
Exactly. Exactly.
Could we have gotten by with that, just the Golden Rule and nothing else then?
Well, no. In an ideal world, yes. Yeah. That's all you really
That's
need.
That's right.
But it doesn't seem to work that way, does it?
Human beings being somewhat imperfect. There you go.
All yeah. Right.
Today is Wednesday, September 17th, 2025. It was on this date 76 years ago, 1949. Warner Brothers released the first Roadrunner and Wile-E Coyote cartoon called Fast and Furious. Or Furious. Furious. There you go. Yes, the Roadrunner and Wile-E Coyote.
Meep, meep.
Of course, the theme was always the same. The Roadrunner would outsmart the coyote.
It's pretty funny.
In the real world, probably be the other way around. But, the coyote was always going to Acme to order something, whether it's a strap-on-your-back jet engine or whatever. But,
the Acme company.
The old series.
See, he was ordering stuff like
Amazon.
People like Amazon, like 50 years before Amazon ever existed. The coyote was ahead of time.
This is 1949, and he was ordering by mail.
Yeah, and all he wanted.
Delivered there to the
desert.
Yeah. Organizers of the World Stone Skimming Championships in Scotland said a cheating scandal led to the disqualification of several competitors. The World Stone Skimming Championships, an annual celebration of the sport, also known as stone skipping, is held every September on the western Scotland island of Easdale. The rules of the competition require the stone thrown by competitors to skim across the surface of the water to be naturally occurring state from the island, but several competitors in this year's event were found to be wielding rocks that appeared to have been shaped and smoothed by machine.
Ah.
Some of the stones appeared to have artificial notches created to aid in the throwing.
I disqualify that laddie!
Yeah.
He's not rubbing the proper slate of stone!
You went into German there a little bit. You know, it's a... you did it when you were a kid. You always tried to find a flat one. Because they skim so much better.
Mm-hmm.
If on their body, one just, and you had to go sidearm. You couldn't go overhand. You had to sidearm. Yeah, I always liked to do that. That was fun. I was a pretty good skipper, frankly.
I guess there's nothing people won't cheat at.
Yeah.
Even stone skimming. You can't.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you see, we have the technology. We can make it flatter, smoother.
Common sense dictates that drone technology should be harnessed to scan every elevated structure with a line of sight to a target. This is Representative Richie Torres of New York in a Monday Facebook post. It says, quote, if drones can enable the early detection and prevention of assassination attempts, Why not use them? Better to have vigilant eyes in the sky than to remain blind to would-be assassins. What? Drones. Sounds like a good idea. Good use for drones there.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.